Hello and welcome to the Manx Newscast with me, Beth Espy. And we're going to hear now about a significant maritime event that took place at the second week of July here on the Isle of Man. I've been talking to the Chief Executive of Maritime UK, Chris Shirling-Rook, MBE, who, as we'll hear, is no stranger to the island. And this interview was live on our update programme. The Isle of Man has today hosted a gathering of industry leaders, policymakers and innovators at the Maritime UK Isle of Man Maritime Coastal Powerhouse event. Now, this was jointly organised by Isle of Man Maritime and Maritime UK. It was held at the Braddock Glen in Port Erin, and organisers say the event really aimed to underscore the island's vital role in the global maritime sector. Well, to find out more about it, I'm joined now by the Chief Executive of Maritime UK, Chris Shirling-Rook, MBE. Chris, good evening. What was this event and how did it come to be hosted over here?
Good evening. Well, firstly, listen, thank you for having me on. It's like coming home. I used to go to Ballasalla School literally 30 years ago. So that was one of the reasons we wanted to bring the first Coastal Powerhouse event outside of the UK that we wanted to bring to the Isle of Man. And effectively, it's a way that we can sort of share knowledge. What are the skills we need in the maritime sector? What's the digital technology that we need? You know, what can we learn from everything that's happening on the island? And also showcase some of the things that we're doing in the UK.
And also, I suppose, explore the opportunities, particularly for young people in this industry.
It's a big problem. So there's a big problem in attracting youngsters into the sector. It's a brilliant sector. It pays really well. And it isn't just about ships or port operations. It's lawyers. It's academics. It's a whole range of industries. Telecommunications is part of maritime. And it really is a job for life that pays incredibly well and is full of adventure. And you know, part of this is reminding ourselves that we do need to work harder to get the next generation in.
How well then, Chris, would you say the public understands the industry's importance?
I think we've forgotten a little bit. You know, decades ago, we would have an uncle. I'd have an uncle or a brother or a dad. In fact, my dad actually wasn't in the Navy. So you'd have that natural connectivity with maritime. In the UK, the industry employs about 1.1 million people, and 95% of everything in the UK comes by ship. I suspect it's going to be even higher on the island. So it's critically important. But so often it sort of happens behind port walls now, or it happens in offices. And, you know, it's still a huge employer, but the awareness probably isn't where we need it to be.
So this was the first event then, Chris. How was it received?
Well, it's still going on now. I mean, you know, we were delighted to have the Chief Minister here. We also had the Minister for Infrastructure. The UK Department for Transport Maritime Minister was also involved. And having a cross-section of both UK and Ireland maritime experts, you know, incredibly well received. As I say, it's the first time we've taken this outside of the UK. And it was a natural choice for the Isle of Man, not just because, obviously, of my own personal connection here, but also the Isle of Man is such a maritime powerhouse, and we, you know, incredibly well received, so much knowledge shared, and it will go on from strength to strength.
Well, Chris, you could not have picked a better day to come home to the Isle of Man, could you? Thank you so much for joining us. Just very briefly, where can people find out more about this?
Well, effectively, on the Isle of Man website, Isle of Man Maritime website, which is maritime.im, everything will be there. And please get involved. It's a brilliant industry, and it really is a global leading industry on the island.
Wonderful. Have you got any plans for this evening? Are you going to take in some of the sights?
Listen, I mean, how beautiful is the weather? How beautiful is Port Erin? You know, I don't quite remember it being like this all the time when I was a youngster.
Oh,
but
it
I'm
was.
Told it's like this every day now. Every taxi driver I've said, oh no, it's like this every single day. So yeah, I think one or two drinks this evening and more knowledge sharing.
Absolutely. It's called networking, I think. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is the Chief Executive of Maritime UK, Chris Shirling-Rook, MBE, talking about that event held here for the first time, the Isle of Man Maritime Coastal Powerhouse event. Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio Newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.